Morning, we're talking about the titles of that are used in Scripture in Isaiah that we commonly put on Jesus and say, a son is born, that must be talking about Jesus. And it uses these four phrases. Last week it was wonderful counselor, and I remind you that it wasn't wonderful, comma, counselor. This week it's mighty God. That's kind of an easy one to say fits Jesus, isn't it? Probably didn't the first couple of years. Turns out that Christians 2,000 years ago had no problem seeing Jesus as God. They struggled to see Jesus as human. On the other hand, today, we can picture Jesus as human, but some struggle to see Jesus as God. If you've ever seen an ancient painting or a Renaissance painting of Jesus, you always know who Jesus is because Jesus is always doing this. Have you seen old pictures and the one who's, even the baby Jesus has got two fingers up? Any idea why two fingers from humanities class 6,000 years ago when you were in school? The reason two fingers are raised on Jesus in all the ancient paintings is because the Jesus in the painting is identifying that Jesus has two natures, God and human. The incarnation is about God becoming human. The word incarnation means God in the flesh, or in the flesh. We say the phrase Emmanuel, and you know what Emmanuel means? God with us. And so we get to the core of the reason for the season. Now, I know that you've got neighbors who probably have got Christmas lights up on their house. Is that right? My guess is there are folks that have Christmas lights up on their house that won't go to church at all this month. Are you willing to agree with me on that? Am I jumping over the line? Some will actually have a Christmas tree inside and not go to church this month. Yes, no, you think? They'll bring family in, they'll do presents and all those things and not go to church at all. Because it's become part of our culture, all of those pieces. And the question we have to consider is, have we also reduced some of those kind of things to just the cultural appreciation of those? Does your Christmas tree have anything on it that symbolizes Jesus? No Christmas tree? Yeah, we don't either. In a tiny house, it's hard to put a Christmas tree, but I did this week hear my wife lament. I really wish we had a Christmas tree. I know, we need a tiny one that has the lights already in it, and you can put it in a box, and when it's time to decorate, you do this. I want to invite you to distill the essence of Christmas from all those kind of things. I am trying to get you to look past green and red into mighty God. But most of us will celebrate Christmas, and if we don't take a deep enough breath, we'll miss that this was all about Jesus. Did you go to the concert last week? Andy Redeker concert. It was fabulous. Tonight is another time you have a chance to just sit back. You don't have anything that you have to do unless you're in the choir. And just try to let the words sink in enough that you engage Jesus. Do you put lights up on your house? Raise your hand if you've got lights up. All right. Why do you put lights up? Because it's pretty. Is that a good enough reason? then why don't we leave them up all the time? Because it's pretty all the time. What? You want to? It's hard enough to do. I'm going to leave them up from now on. We had a year like that in our house when I was growing up. Can we get past the it's pretty to something deeper? We can go there. Most folks who see our lights are not going to think about Jesus. Do you have a Christmas tree? Why do you have a Christmas tree? Because my grandchildren are coming. It is the location under which you put stuff. And so we have it so that we can give out gifts. Why do we give out gifts? I'm just going to keep asking why. And I want to invite you to just keep asking why. The reason I'm at this stage is I watched a Christmas special, one of those music specials on TV. It's these five, it was five a cappella singers, pentatonics, you know, pentatonics. They did a Christmas special. And in the end, they kind of joked that the reason for the season was to get stuff. But in the end, their final big reveal was it's about family coming together. And we have just neutered the gospel message. When I served as a campus minister at Florida Atlantic in Boca Raton, there was a little bit of a struggle with, can we put up decorations that are particular to one religious holiday or another? And because the campus ministry was campus ministry for all religious groups, that conversation was appropriate. I got to fight and lose that a Christmas tree is not a Christian symbol. That a menorah equates to a nativity scene, not to a Christmas tree. And if somebody puts up green and lights and stuff like that, for most folks, that doesn't get them back to Jesus. Do your decorations, do your parties, do your whatever you do, do they ever get you back to Jesus? Then all of what you do is allowed. But if you get lost on the way to Jesus by decorations and cookies, by tinsel, then things are getting in the way of Advent. Jesus is God. God is in the manger. That's the whole reason we do this, is that God shows up in a little tiny baby. Babies are cute, makes for a great story, and if we put animals in that story, it's fabulous. But to be quite honest, if we thought through what really happened, if they were in a cave, and that's a possibility, then it would have been smoky and nasty, and they'd have had the animals in there with them. It would have been smelly and gross. It's not some idyllic Bethlehem scene that's silent and lovely, and the baby never cries. No, there was probably poop in lots of places. God shows up in places where there's poop all around. The power of the story is much bigger than lights are pretty. Now, you can grab meaning, and why do we have a Christmas wreath? Why is it green? Because the greenness of the kind of trees that we use, the green never goes away. When all other trees look like they're dead, there's an everlasting life, evergreen. And it's in the form of a circle because the circle symbolizes eternity. It never ends. I can find the meaning. Part of the joy of having a Christmas tree is that absolutely everything on this tree is symbolic of Jesus. What, should we play quiz time? Tell us what that one means. Lots of them look like crosses, including an anchor. Where's the anchor? Early Christian symbol for Jesus, the cross, because you could hide it. And you wouldn't get killed for having a cross. You had an anchor. Why a butterfly? Resurrection, new life. Butterflies are a great Easter symbol. They go in and die, and they come out different. We got lots of things that have threes. We have a circle for eternity, and then we have three for Trinity. We have a fish, which is Ichthus, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. And then we have three letters that would symbolize Jesus, Son, Savior. A lamb. Why a lamb? What on your tree symbolizes anything? Now, some of you will put something on the top of your tree, and that may be as close as you get. So I'm trying to help you here. Does anybody put a star on their tree? If you put a star on the top of your tree, you're celebrating Matthew's tradition, right? Because Matthew has the wise men showing up following the star. Matthew 2:14 says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. That's the star. Anybody put an angel on top of their tree? My mom always, we always had an angel on top of the tree. I'm going to tell you, you're celebrating the Luke story. Angels show up and they announce the coming and the shepherds follow. And for me, making sure I have some kind of nativity component is critical to me, making sure I keep my focus. I'm not saying you shouldn't make cookies, and I'm not saying it's not great to have family come home, but the reason we started all of this tradition is because the baby is God. I want you to consider that we're saying the baby is the God of all creation. Why would the God of all creation have a teenage, unwed teenage mother? 16-year-olds are not always real reliable. Am I right? You had 16-year-olds. You know a 16-year-old or two? You were 16 once. How reliable were you at 16? Depends on what it was. If it was the funnest thing I could think of, I was really reliable. But if it wasn't, not near as reliable. How crazy is it that God chose to show up in the form of a baby? To put on skin and run the risk in a far-off land to die an early death without that divine purpose. Incarnation. God puts on skin and shows up. Somehow or another, I want you to find a way to, yeah, green is beautiful. We're from Florida. We get green all the time. It's not near so fantastic for me. I know that if you're in the, when I was, I don't know, 10 years old, we went to Alpena for Christmas. You know where Alpena is? It's in Michigan, about here. And one of the things I remember the most was Grandma, we said we want to go outside and play in the snow. We were from Florida. We had no idea what that entailed. And she said, go to the bathroom. I don't need to go to the bathroom now. Seriously, go to the bathroom. I don't need to go now. So for the next 40 minutes, we put on clothes. Right? Walked outside, and 5 minutes later, guess what? I got to go to the bathroom. But the thing that depressed me the most is I'm from Florida, 10 years old. I go there, and every tree was dead. It was the saddest Christmas I ever had. Because to a Florida boy, trees without leaves are all dead. We don't have, I mean, even the deciduous trees in Florida don't lose all their leaves. If it doesn't have any leaves, it's dead. And so, Christmas looked and felt different. How do you allow God to show up If you treat Christmas the same way your neighbors do, if the tree was in just the right place, I would invite you to come over and stand so that you could look through the tree and see the cross. But what you see is the wreath and a wall. Is there any way that when you look at your tree, you see mighty God? Is there any way on Christmas Day when you gather together for gift exchange that you see mighty God? What do you need to do to make sure mighty God is present? We say Merry Christmas to each other. Anybody know what Merry means in Old English? One of the meanings for Merry in Old English was mighty. Maybe when you share the phrase Merry Christmas, you can remember mighty Christmas. And just have a little hook that brings you back to a baby. I believe that God is, that all of creation is the incarnation of God, because nothing can be created outside of God. God creates everything, absolutely everything, and that can be troubling. It can be, because at some point I'm saying God created crazy people who do evil things. I get that, and that's troubling. But I don't think there's some other creative element in the universe that's creating the other side. God created all of us, and so I have to love all of us and all of creation. I'm not always comfortable with that. But that's one of the ways incarnation happens, that God shows up in the everythingness. We cut down trees to show everlasting life inside our house, so that later on in the season we can throw everlasting life out on the trash heap. How does mighty God show up for you? It is easy for us as we look back at Jesus because of a cross and a tomb to say, yes, Jesus was God. But I want you to realize that at this Christmas time, it's about God showing up vulnerable. Not because God has this grand destiny to make us feel bad because he has to die because we can't get our act together, but because God is a God who loves us so much, he has to show us what it looks like to be really human. That Jesus is what God's example is for us to be. Follows the purpose God has for him and shows this amazing love. You want to show mighty God this season? Every time you do anything that feels loving, remember it's because of who God is and how God made you. If you give a gift to somebody and it's an act of love, let that love be the deepest thing. Let that be the gravity that pulls you towards God. Does anybody do anything just because somebody in the family really loves that? Cook a particular food? You cook a particular food, what do you cook? English muffin bread. We're all going to be there later. I take it that's really good?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Does anybody else do anything that's specifically for somebody else that doesn't really feel all that big a deal to you? Amy, what do you do for the boys? Ah, the gift that she gives is the gift of going to Christmas at her mother's, as opposed to doing things at your house. Ooh. Anybody else do that? I remember almost all of our Christmases as I was growing up, we had a Christmas travel plan. On that day, we would have Christmas when one of my grandmothers was sick. We would have Christmas at our house. Then we'd go to their house. And then we traveled to Lakeland to see my other grandparents. And so we did a Christmas journey. It was not the funnest day. But as I look back, it's something I treasure. If it doesn't say love for you, don't do it. There's plenty to do. Anybody still do cards? Anybody feel guilty they don't do cards? Raise your hand if you feel guilty you don't do cards. You have the preacher's permission not to do cards. If it doesn't feel like an act of love, don't do it. And if it feels like an act of love, let go of the, oh my gosh, this is such a burden. I'm so busy, I can't get done with it, all this stuff. How do we lean into this being about God and not about our cultural expectations? Yes, but my neighbors have really pretty lights. Yes, and they work on their lawn a lot more than you do, too. Find the places that hook you back to a mighty God. Jesus is of all the titles we're going to give, this is the closest one to fit Jesus. The crazy thing is, we said last week that this is actually a coronation liturgy. What you would say to the next king, the next leader of the nation. How crazy is it that they said of their king, you are mighty God? Have we had times in history where the kings or the rulers were equated as a living God? Rome? That's why we still use the word Caesar all the time. Anybody else? Yeah, and czar is just another word for Caesar. How about in North Korea? Does that family think that they're God? What about in Egypt? Did Pharaoh think Pharaoh was God? What about the emperor in Japan before World War II? God? Crazy. But I want you to get that finally we fit Jesus better than we fit human ruler. But we've said it about human ruler. How do you find the place to allow the incarnation, the mighty God, to show up in your house? Keep asking why you do it. Why do you decorate? Why do you cook? Why do you have family together? If you stop before you get to God, I want to encourage you to keep asking why. Fair enough? Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, our greatest dream this season is for us not to miss the point. We are waiting for your coming, but you are already here. You are the one who was the incarnation of divine love and grace and forgiveness. Make us, in our families, in our communities, in all of our relationships, also your divine expression of deep love. Let us truly be the body of Christ this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.